96.3 WHUR, old school 90s and now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Wendy Williams was on with Dr. Oz. And Dr. Oz asked her a very interesting question. It was about a half an hour interview. And basically, Dr. Oz asked her if she was getting her COVID-19 shot. And Wendy Williams said no. But interesting enough, I've edited about a 20-minute conversation down to about a minute and a half. But the thing is, Wendy Williams goes into every medical condition she has. And she talks Ooh. About the medicine she takes for her medical conditions. But yet she doesn't trust doctors. See, that's my issue. Know. That's my issue with people. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Explain it.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of people be like, oh, I don't trust it. I don't trust doctors. Wendy Williams was like, doctors don't know everything. Yet you alive because doctors are giving you medicine that you have no idea
exactly.
how they make it, how they tested it, how many people died during the testing. You have no idea, Wendy Williams. And everybody who was sitting out here saying, I'm not going to take the vaccine because I don't know if it's safe. Okay, I get that you don't know it's safe, but you don't know if half the stuff you're taking is safe. You don't never
right.
question the doctor. Well,
I know we've had this vaccination conversation before, and the one thing you've always said that had me like, you know what, that's such a great point. Everyone who doesn't believe in vaccination, Franksky will say, where are you going to go if there's an emergency? Where are you going to take your child if there's an emergency? They'd be like, the doctors. Okay.
First of all.
You don't trust them.
First of all, most kids today would be dead if they did not get the vaccines they get when they're born.
I don't know about dead, Frank. That's a lot of people don't get their kids vaccinated when they're born, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm a part of the mom groups on Facebook, and a lot of women aren't vaccinating their children, especially black women.
I'm talking about the babies when they first come out. They got to get them shots.
Frank,
they got to get
them
shots.
I mean, that's a little extreme. Dead, Frank? Dead?
Okay.
Come on,
okay,
bro.
Why they give the babies the shot when they come out the womb?
To protect them from an illness. But to say if they didn't get those shots,
okay,
they'd be
okay.
dead is extreme.
But what I'm saying is the kids got to get them. They got
to
get the shots.
They don't have to. You don't have to get them. You can decline them. I just had a baby 2 years ago. As the mom, I could have declined them. I didn't, but I could have.
Okay. So what I'm saying is most people don't. Let's listen to what Wendy Williams said. Just listen to this.
Bruh.
Let's listen. Here's Wendy
Are you
Williams.
Planning on getting your vaccine?
No.
No.
No, I don't trust it. I've never gotten the flu shot either, though. And you and I have talked about that. And several of the doctors on my team talked to me about, Wendy, we'll get the flu shot. I've never had the flu. I'm not getting a flu shot. I very rarely get a cold. I never have headaches. I don't take an aspirin because I feel my heart murmur or something like that. I'm not getting. No, I don't trust it. There, I said it.
I disagree. I think the vaccine is safe. It was studied carefully in 75,000 people, didn't have any major issues. Tens of millions of people are getting it now, not seeing big problems. You should get the vaccine. I think you'll feel safer if you do as well.
No.
None.
No, because I watched you talk about it. You know what? Maybe, and I'm not saying I get it for this reason, but if there was a woman who was black, she would have to be like me and my age.
If someone like you got the vaccine and did well, would you get the vaccine?
No.
Well, you just said that's what it would take for you to get past your fears.
Doesn't mean I'd get it. You doctors, you talk a lot of hocus pocus to me.
What you say and believe is so important are going to say, Wendy Williams didn't get a vaccine, so I don't want to get a vaccine.
I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm not. I don't trust it.
And is there something in particular you don't trust about it? The fact that it was made quickly, the fact that we don't have enough follow-up? What specifically is bothering you about it?
Doctors are really smart people, but doctors don't know everything. And that's been proven as well. I'm not getting the vaccine.
Mm.
Wow. She meant that. Ooh, she meant that.
But at the same time, she went through all her illnesses and all the other pills she takes.
I feel you. I feel you.
Meanwhile, this is the same girl who fell out on stage in the middle of her show and realized she had to go to rehab and take drugs to get it better again. You the same one. You the same one that took cocaine to stay up.
Ooh. Frank Ski, come on, Frank.
Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real.
There,
she was on her team. She put it in her film. She put it in her film that she did cocaine to stay awake. You the same person that did cocaine to stay awake, but you're not gonna take the vaccine, and you don't know where your cocaine come from.
Oh my gosh.
And cocaine ain't FDA approved and no doctor surveys it. And they don't test it out on 75,000 people.
Baby, you bringing out all the blows today. Let me get out your way.
What y'all think, DMV? 202-432-WHO. I'll play some music. I know I'm going to get my shot Wednesday. I'm on the list. I got an appointment. Yes.
I'm going to hold my comment.
To who we got on the phone, Nina B?
Silver.
Silver's on the phone. Silver.
Yeah, hey there. I just want to comment. Yeah, all this Wendy Williams talking junk. You know, like you said, she's been taking medicine for her diagnosis of thyroid. She's been taking that cocaine. And you don't even know what you're getting in it. At least with the vaccine, you know what you're getting in it. And you see the facts that show that people have died.
Right.
What is the issue? What else do you need? They need to die in front of your face?
Listen,
see the cancer?
You know what's really crazy? And I'm going to just say this, Silver, real quick. What's really crazy is they will go online and post a fake video of somebody having a bad response to the vaccine. And let me just say, there are people who have had, you know, a bad reaction, but nobody has died from taking the vaccine. Some people will get a reaction just like they would get taking any kind of vaccine. They got a reaction and it's like one or two people.
Yeah.
But we have 500,000 people have died. 500,000 Americans have died. Millions have died around the world. But you harping on one person who faints after taking the vaccine.
You know, I think it's really a shame because the fact that she's out and she's in front of the media and people do follow her. So she should really be careful about what she say.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to save one life, it's one life.
That's it.
It needs to happen. And,
thank you.
You know, she really needs to do her study and do some more. But don't do that. I bet you her husband, her son, I bet you they'll get the vaccine.
How about that? Thank you for your call, Silver. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. So I'm going Wednesday, Nina. I got on the list.
And you qualify how?
I don't know. My wife got me on the list. I don't know what she put down. But you know, because we are in the media, we are considered frontline people. Because we're journalists in the media. We have to be around people and stuff, just to let you know. Yeah, we can get another call. Just to let you know.
Okay. I think we're like 1C.
Nina Brown, don't hate. Don't hate.
I'm not hating.
I'm get my
I just
shot.
Don't want you to take someone else's shot. That's it.
I'm gonna get my. I gotta be out. All-Star Weekend. I'm take my shot. Trust and believe.
Bro, All-Star Weekend is this weekend.
I know. Let's go to Asada from Southwest. Asada.
Hey.
What you think? Peace and blessings.
I just have one question. What would be your issue with her personal preference? That's her own personal preference.
Why
is this so much of an issue with you?
No, it's not an issue with me that she don't want to do it. That's her own personal preference. I'm just saying, I'm speaking on the fact that there are a lot of people like her. And I'm just showing the example that a lot of people like her are being hypocritical about it. Because you take medicines for everything else, but you won't take this medicine for whatever reason. You know, and people trying to go back and talk about the Tuskegee experiment and stuff like that. Like, come on now.
But do you not?
And a lot of people are like me.
Say that again.
Do you not think that those are facts? Do you not think
what's
fact? We have been, especially as African Americans, we have been experimented on.
Sure, I think that's fact, and that happened how many years ago?
It's happening today. Do you honestly?
I don't think I'm being experimented on. No, I don't. I don't think they experimented on no black people now.
So let me ask you something. As far as the vaccination, do you know how long it takes to actually produce a vaccination on a regular? The regular vaccination that you choose to get your kids vaccinated with.
Yes.
Do you know exactly how long it takes to produce that?
Yes. And this is different. This is a different technique. It's a brand new technique that they had been working on since Obama was in office when the SARS first came around. They took the SARS vaccine that they were working on and they manipulated it to go against this vaccine because they were both respiratory vaccines. Yes, come for me. I got the answer.
So how long? You haven't answered it, though. I asked you.
I'm saying they were able to do it faster. And yes, the testing, the normal testing time that the FDA would have done test for would have been longer. But because we are in a pandemic and 500,000 people have died, we had to make some emergency changes to that timeline. And I'm not saying that timeline needed to be 2 years. I don't think it needed to be 2 years in the beginning. There's a lot of things that get caught up in red tape and take a long time that shouldn't take a long time in our life.
So you don't.
And there's
so
a lot of mistakes made.
Huh?
Exactly. So you don't feel as if that's testing. You don't feel as if that's testing, that we are the people that's being tested out for this vaccination.
Okay, so maybe what needs to happen is, no, maybe what needs to happen is people need to understand how this vaccine works. This is not the same type of vaccine that we took for polio and measles and mumps when they injected a piece of the polio, measles, or mump virus into us. That's not the same type of vaccine. What this vaccine does is actually make the cells push off the COVID-19 when it comes in. So it's not a DNA manipulation that's going on in your body. That people keep trying to compare this to other vaccines. They're two different type of systems and two different type of things.
Okay, so with the doctors, this is the first time that the doctors, of course, have had to deal with this. This is the first time that they've had to come up with.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's a respiratory. It's a respiratory virus.
We know that already. COVID-19, you can look on the back of Lysol and you'll see COVID.
It's different though, but yeah.
We know this already. Okay. However, this is the first time that this has come around. Therefore, this is the first time that doctors have had to deal with it.
No, it's not the first time it's come around. It's just a different variant. It's not the first time. And now we have new variants that are coming out all the time, just like the flu virus comes out every year and it manipulates and it changes and they have to manipulate the vaccine to deal with it.
So you've actually heard, because I digress, you've actually heard of a human contacting any type of COVID disease before this?
I think we looked that up when it first came out and the answer was yes.
And please tell me so I can do my research on that, because I've only heard of animals. I've only heard of birds and things of that nature.
Okay.
And if that is the case, then why is this new to doctors? If this is something that humans have contacted before, then why wouldn't it be treated like the flu? They change it up. So why wouldn't this be treated like this if this is something that's not new?
I wish I was a medical doctor that can give you the correct terms, but I'm going to say I don't have those answers.
Okay. Yes. Well, only reason why I called in to say this, it's plenty of people that don't. It's about a lifestyle. It's not, people choose and people have that choice. People choose medicinal medicine. People choose holistic medicine. It's about a lifestyle. And as far as Wendy Williams, yes, she may have got to the point to where she neglected her body to where she had to resort to medicinal, because holistic is precautions. You it's a lifestyle that you live.
Okay.
Therefore, you don't get certain things.
Right. Okay. All right. Well,
Asada, we
got to
go, but thank you.
Yes.
We appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just her voice. I'm sure a lot of people can understand and relate.
I can understand. So the people understand the COVID-19 is a SARS, respiratory virus. There have been many SARS respiratory viruses out there that have killed people. This is not the first one. That's all I'm saying. Like, some of them have not been deadly. Others have. So anyway, just, I wish I was a more medically astute person to be able to answer her question. But she did have some good arguments, and I'm glad we had the conversation.
Yeah, great conversation.
All right, 96.3 WHUR, let's go.